Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Mara from Somerville.
Hey, girl. Hey.
What's up?
Hello.
Mara, will you kick Kennedy out?
Ooh. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. Me too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100. Kennedy is now left. She's over in that soundproof booth. Mara has already been to work out this morning.
Go ahead, Mara.
And is getting ready for work.
Batty.
I know.
Yes.
Yep. You're getting it done very early. The brain is firing on all cylinders, I imagine.
Or I've already used it all. Let's find out.
Here we go. Remember, you tie, you lose. Question number one. Alex Rodriguez was asked about Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck dating, and he just said, go Yankees, because he's a clown with no taste. Which team is currently sitting atop the AL East standings, the Red Sox or the Yankees?
The Red Sox.
Rami Malek, turning 40 today, he won a Best Actor Oscar for his portrayal of Freddie Mercury in which film?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Sandra Oh said she will not return to Grey's Anatomy and that she has moved on. Sandra Oh stars as Eve Pilastri in this spy thriller series.
Killing Eve?
Billie Eilish said that the reaction to her magazine cover photo shoot made her never want to post again. Which magazine were her photos in?
Ooh, Vogue in England?
Question number five. Smash Mouth is poking fun at Travis Barker for being a member of the Kardashian clan now that he's dating Kourtney. They later said they don't have a beef with him. They just thought it was funny. Finish the lyric to this All-Star by Smash Mouth. Take a listen.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb.
She was looking kind of dumb with the shape of an L on her forehead.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yeah, the Smash Mouth Travis Barker.
Oh, I just
Twitter
realized
beef
I missed part.
Weirdest, pettiest
so
thing.
Weird. All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Mara got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, well done.
She's already been. She already had her workout this morning, Kennedy.
Well, she's ready.
She's ready. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
A-Rod was asked about the Jennifer Lopez-Ben Affleck situation, and he just said, go Yankees. Which team is currently sitting atop the AL East standings, the Red Sox or the Yankees?
The Red Sox.
You better know, Kennedy. Tied to one, question number two. That was terrible smack talk.
You better know.
What did I mean to say?
You sounded very unsure yourself.
I know. You know it. Let's go, Reds.
Are you feeling what I am saying?
Yes.
Are you picking up what I am putting down, young kids?
I don't know what just happened there. Rami Malek, turning 40 today, won a Best Actor Oscar for his portrayal of Freddie Mercury in which film?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Tied at 2. Sandra Oh said she will not return to Grey's Anatomy and that she has moved on. Sandra Oh stars as Eve Pilastri in this spy thriller series.
Killing Eve.
Oh, I love that show.
It's really good.
Tied at 3. Billie Eilish said the reaction to her magazine cover photo shoot made her never want to post again. Which magazine were her photos in?
Vogue.
That makes me sad.
It's really awful what people said, Carson.
Yeah, it's horrific.
The internet is a cesspool and it's sad.
She can't be proud of her own body.
She can't breathe.
They were spectacular photos.
She can't do anything.
She's a teenager. Leave her alone.
Right?
Even if she wasn't.
Well, being that famous is just bad for your mental health.
Yeah.
Question number five. Smash Mouth is poking fun at Travis Barker for being a member of the Kardashian clan now that he's dating Kourtney. They later said they don't have a beef with him. They just thought it was funny. I want you to finish the opening lyric to All Star by Smash Mouth, Kennedy. Take a listen.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb
with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Woo! Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead.
Well,
the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Bend to the rules and I hit the ground running.
Oh, it's such a good song.
Nice job, Kennedy. You get to win 5-4. Mara, I'm sorry you do not get the cash, although you are leaving with a nice parting gift. I have a pair of tickets for you to see Dierks Bentley. Beers on Me. The tour is coming to the Xfinity Center September 25th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. LiveNation.com. Those tickets are yours for free, so you enjoy those two tickets. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Maura from Somerville, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Ashley from Worcester.
Hey, girl.
What up?
Hey.
Hi.
Ashley, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
She doesn't need your luck. She got 5 out of 4. Or 5 out of 5 when she played you. You beat her 5-4, right?
Yes.
That's right. We don't need her luck.
Slight work.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You know the deal. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. You tie, you lose. And Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of the questions or your answers. Question number one, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez spent a week together in Montana. And sources say it was just the two of them, and they were acting like a couple. Who is older, Ben or Jen?
Jen.
Before starring as Jesse Pinkman on Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul was on The Price is Right. And he made it to the Showcase Showdown, but his bid was over by $132, so he lost. What is the Price is Right famous catchphrase that you hear when you're selected from the studio audience?
Come on down.
The song Royals has officially topped 1 billion streams. Who sings it?
Lord.
Tom Cruise doesn't regret screaming at Mission Impossible 7 crew members for violating COVID protocols. He says, and I quote, "I said what I said. There was a lot at stake at that point." Who does Tom Cruise play in that franchise?
Oh my gosh, I know his name. Oh my God, what's his name? I don't think I know it.
Demi Lovato will try to prove that aliens exist in a new Peacock series called Unidentified with Demi Lovato. She'll consult with experts, talk to eyewitnesses, uncover secret government reports, and conduct tests known as UFO hotspots. What is the name of the New Mexico town that is famous for being the site of an alleged UFO crash?
Roswell.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Nice job.
Wow.
Coming in strong. Kennedy, welcome back.
Okay, thank you.
It is Redemption Week as we bring back the most recent competitors to have defeated Kennedy, giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. Ashley got 4 out of 5.
All right, well done.
Oh, nope. So that's not the one. Let me get, fix my little issue there. A little ding, please. There it is. All right, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck and J-Lo spent a week together in Montana, and sources, me, say it was just the two of them and it was romantic.
Sure.
They were acting like a couple. That's what I'm told, Kennedy. Who's older, Ben or Jen?
Jen.
That is correct. Title one. Before starring as Jesse Pinkman on Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul was on The Price is Right, and he made it to the Showcase Showdown, but his bid was over by $132, so he lost. What is The Price is Right famous catchphrase when you're selected from the studio audience?
Come on down.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. The song Royals has officially topped 1 billion streams. Who is the artist that sings it?
Lord.
All right. It is 3-3. How are you feeling, Kennedy?
Okay. But you never know what happens.
It could fall apart right here.
Yep.
Tom Cruise doesn't regret screaming at Mission Impossible 7 crew members for violating COVID protocols. Who does he play in the franchise?
Ethan Hunt.
Oh, look at you. 4-3. Question number 5. Demi Lovato will try to prove that aliens exist in a new Peacock series called Unidentified with Demi Lovato. What is the name of the New Mexico town that is famous for being the site of an alleged UFO crash?
Roswell.
Alleged? Wow. Who wrote that question? It's not alleged. We all know what happened.
The aliens, they wrote it.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy redeems herself. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Ashley, I'm sorry, you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Ashley from Worcester, and I can't beat Kennedy again.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Lovey from Haverhill.
Lovey.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
We missed you.
Good to hear from you again.
I miss you, too, but I'm back forever.
You know how they say long time, first time? This is long time, long time.
Yes.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Lovey?
Kennedy, get out of the studio, my friend. I got to kick your butt.
Good luck.
I love her.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, Lovey, we're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, and Kennedy's gone over to that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Taylor Swift accepted the Global Icon Award at the Brits last night. In her speech, she said, "Cynicism and skepticism fuel you." Taylor just released one of her early albums so she could own the rights to it. Name that album.
Jennifer Lopez?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number 2. Grimes revealed she was hospitalized for a panic attack after her SNL appearance. Her partner hosted the show. What is his name?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
That's all right.
Kennedy, I knew you were going to kill me, but I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Well, she can't hear you right now. We'll let her know you said that, though. Candace Cameron Bure said her spicy sex life is the secret behind her 25-year marriage. Candace Cameron is not the only famous one in her family. Her brother, Kirk Cameron, starred as Mike Seaver in which sitcom?
Oh, my God. Something family. Family Ties?
Maisie Williams sported bleached eyebrows and blonde hair last night at the Brits and was almost unrecognizable. She starred as Arya Stark in Game of Thrones. Who did Arya infamously kill at the end of the series? Spoiler alert.
My God, Jennifer Lopez? I don't know.
Yes, it was Jennifer Lopez. Question number 5.
That's amazing.
Angelina Jolie jokes that she has a long list of deal breakers when it comes to relationships because she's been alone for way too long. Angelina was married to Billy Bob Thornton before Brad Pitt. What did they wear around each other's necks?
My God. I have no idea.
All right.
Beads?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I feel like question number 5 is going to ring very true for Kennedy as well.
Yeah.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Lovey got 0
no.
out of 5.
Oh,
yes.
Come on.
That's what we call a Mel. Mel, 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 Mel.
Lovey, you can do whatever you want. That's a Mel.
Aw, thank you, God. You know, I feel so much love from you guys. That's all I really needed today.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Taylor Swift accepted the Global Icon Award of the Brits last night. In her speech, she said, "Cynicism and skepticism fuel you." Taylor just released one of her early albums so she could own the rights to it. Which album?
Oh, crap.
That is not the name.
Fearless? The Taylor version?
Fearless, yes. Taylor's version. Grimes revealed she was hospitalized for a panic attack after her SNL appearance. Her partner hosted the show. Who is he?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, 2-0. Candace Cameron Bure.
Right.
Bure.
Bure. Yep.
Bure.
Yep.
Bure. Like
Bure.
Pavel Bure.
Yeah.
Bure.
Anyway, go on.
Said her spicy sex life is the secret behind her 25-year marriage. Candace Cameron is not the only famous one in her family. Her brother Kirk Cameron starred as Mike Seaver in which sitcom?
Growing Pains.
3-0. Maisie Williams sported bleached eyebrows and blonde hair last night at the Brits and was almost unrecognizable. She starred as Arya Stark in Game of Thrones. Who did Arya infamously kill at the end of the series? Spoiler alert.
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, the Ice King?
The Night King.
How quickly we forget.
Sure enough.
3-0. Question number 5. Angelina Jolie jokes that she has a long list of deal breakers when it comes to relationships because she's been alone for too long.
I can relate.
Angelina was married to Billy Bob Thornton before Brad Pitt. What did they wear around each other's necks?
Vials of blood.
Yes. Nice job, Kennedy. 4-0 is the final score.
Kennedy, you are amazing.
The floor is yours, lovey. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'd like to say, Kennedy, you kicked my butt all over the radio station again, but I still love you, honey.
All right, I love you too, lovey.
Wowzers. That's good enough for me.
Is that good? Can I go
call anytime you want?
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.